a positive economic sign in Boston. As for Boston hotels and restaurants, the economy is starting to serve up a fuller plate. In fact, sales are up significantly over last year. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on what's driving the rebound.
It's lunch hour at Legal Harborside in South Boston, and it's bustling. Groups of businessmen tuck napkins over their neckties, couples sit by the window, and Roger Berkowitz is smiling.
Business is exceeding our expectations.
The CEO of Legal Seafoods opened this restaurant in April.
It sort of took off right away, so it surprised us with the speed of which it ramped up.
Berkowitz credits the concept of the three-story restaurant and revived interest in the waterfront. Still, the timing could not have been better. The doors opened here just as Boston's hospitality sector was turning around. Restaurant sales jumped 13% in the first half of this year compared with the year before, according to state tax receipts. And some of that's due to people such as Carrie Hoke, who are leaving the bag lunch at home and going out to eat more.
And I think it's more of just a mental respite to get away from your desk, to just recharge your battery. It's not a luxury that you could do every day, but I think occasionally it's good.
It's not just restaurants seeing more consumers get less conservative. Hotels are too. Andrea Foster of the Boston research firm PKF Consulting says leisure travel and tourism are up. But the big reason...
business travel is certainly back.
Remember all the running scared cost-cutting that companies did, laying off workers? Well, now their profits are up. And while they may not be hiring much, they are shelling out more per diem for business trips. Foster says that's the main reason hotels have been able to raise their prices.
Occupancies are up, and that's when you can start getting a higher rate for the hotel rooms.
Revenues are up 10% over the last year in Boston, though not as much further outside the city, where business travel plays a smaller role. The slower growth in consumer spending means Legal Seafood CEO Roger Berkowitz isn't popping champagne corks just yet, despite Boston's restaurant sales on the rebound.
We're pretty fortunate in that regard. But the economy really hasn't taken off by any stretch.
He and other restaurant and hotel owners won't breathe easier until it does. But at least for now, the economy is being a little more hospitable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.